With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. Today, I am your host, the unprofessional beauty junkie and very stressed out human, Lindsay Kelk. I am very pleased to be here with you, but good Lord, is there something in the water? What's going on? I've been so stressed lately, I can't even make the words, which is going to be a real problem because this is literally you listening to me talk for an hour. It's going to be fine. Actually, this might be the highlight of my day, because this is the only part of my day where I'm not trying to write a book, plan a wedding, and not punch people in the face while driving around LA. For those of you who don't know, which I assume is literally none of you, I'm getting married at the end of the month, and things are very stressed. But you know what? It's all going to be okay, because for the next hour, we're just here together to have a lovely, calm time. Difficult Eyes isn't here today, unfortunately. I'm trying to pin down some extra difficult eyes time because I think I just need her to talk me off several ledges at the moment. But she'll be back next episode. This week, we have a huge treat. So as you know, last week was our #spawn episode with Beauty Pie, with so much amazing feedback from you guys. Thank you so much. We're so glad you enjoyed it. We're so glad we could make the entire business of Beauty Pie makes sense for you. And this week, not Spawn, but associated to the Spawn. So full disclosure, we're not getting paid for this episode, but I think it's important to clarify that we were paid for the previous episode with Beauty Pie. Today we are interviewing, or I am interviewing, Marcia Kilgore, who is the founder of Beauty Pie. She's also the founder of Bliss. She's the founder of Soap and Glory. She's the founder of Sopa Dupa. She's the founder of Fit Flops. I mean, she's actually just an incredible, iconic woman. We've been trying to have this interview for so long. It happened to come about the same time as we were in discussions about doing the sponsored feature about Beauty Pie, which was perfect because I was able to ask her all the questions so that I could then pass on that knowledge to you. But honestly, talk about an inspiration. Talk about a woman who is so dedicated and passionate and ambitious. And I say that in like the most positive sense, just someone who is committed to getting stuff done. And you know, there's a big thing right now to be a serial entrepreneur, to be a disruptor in the industry. Marcia is all those things and more. She is just an incredible woman. I'm so pleased to have met her. Let's be real. The interview is just going to be you listening to me for 40 minutes going like, yeah, but will you be my best friend though? Yeah, but will you be my best friend though? And her saying, yeah, I will, but can I actually also impart some knowledge? So there's a lot of knowledge in there if you just ignore me. Before we get to that part of this very exciting episode, we've got some new news. There's quite a lot of new news, actually. There's loads of stuff going on. We're starting to get the holiday launches, starting with the lovely Pat McGrath. I say lovely, I've not met her, but I only hear great things. There's a new Pat McGrath eyeshadow palette coming our way. Yes, it's one of the large jewelry box style palettes that are $125. It's so many money. It's so many monies. See, I don't even know words anymore. It's gorgeous. I mean, it looks absolutely beautiful. It's called the Midnight Sun Palette. It's 10 shades, magical bronzes, wicked violets, mystical crimsons, and goddess golds. It's multi-dimensional effects like her palettes before. There's a couple of shades that look very similar. There's that pesky matte black is back, and then the sort of astral shade, although I do love the astral shade, which is an iridescent peachy pink skin tone, which just pats beautifully over lots of the different shades. It's gorgeous. I'm wondering if anyone's going to put it on their Christmas list, or if, like, are you a Pat McGrath collector? Do you just have to have it? I understand. I'm on a no buy for September because, as I mentioned, wedding. But this one's absolutely, it is beautiful. There's some really gorgeous wearable colors in here, which is not something I've always said about Pat McGrath palettes, apart from one very bright iconic purple. I think all of it looks very wearable. This would be a good one for Christmas parties. That's all I'm saying. also out very soon. This one's a curious one. It's got me thinking. NARS is coming out with a perfume. So this year is their 25th anniversary, 2019, and they are celebrating this with a new perfume called Audacious. It is apparently a smoky floral inspired by the South Pacific island Motutane. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly or if it's even a real place. I haven't checked. One assumes it is because they wouldn't lie. I mean, it looks really interesting. I'm always on the lookout for a new, exciting, interesting perfume, aren't we all? Seems like it could be a little bit sweet for my liking. It's got frangipani in there. It's got ylang ylang. It's got white musk and incense. It's also got some smoky stuff in there. There's some sandalwood in there. I'm definitely going to give it a whiff. I can't say for sure I'll be purchasing because that does seem quite interesting. We shall see. But that's out very soon. It's out in October. So if you're a perfume person, if you're a fragrantophile, I made that word up, as you can tell. I'm writing a book. Put that on your calendars. Check it out. We've also got two new launches from our good friends Elemis. Now, it's sublime to the ridiculous, Elemis, at the moment. It really is. So I'm going to start with the new Ultra Smart Pro Collagen system, which there's three pieces to this. There is an Ultra Smart Pro Collagen Complex 12 Serum, which is a wrinkle smoothing serum, is what it says. So I'm going to read it to you because science. So we have, welcome to the age of intelligent skincare. I should be doing this as ASMR. Introducing Ultra Smart Pro Collagen, a range of uniquely engineered treatments that cleverly mimic the resilient appearance of younger skin. I mean, so far, so, huh? It's got 12 specialized algae in it. It's got the Ultra Smart Drone Peptide technology. You know I love a drone peptide. Love a drone peptide. I mean, this is very much aimed at older skins with wrinkles, with very, like, a lot of dryness, a lot of aging, which in fairness, you know, I don't really have that much. I'm only 38, she says. I like saying only 38, makes me feel younger. So I think this is for a more senior skin, an older skin, so to speak, a more mature skin. But, you know, it's, I mean, when you read the press release, it's got all the words in it, which really makes me want to believe it. But as I say, 12 unique forms of microalgae and seaweeds. It's from the glacial waters of the Arctic to the ultra-salinated Dead Sea. There's a lot going on. But it is, as I say, it's an extreme serum for older skins. And with that in mind, it costs $335. That's a lot of dollars for skincare. But, you know, they're moving into that ultra-luxury anti-aging area. And I can't really speak to it because I don't have that skin of that type, but it looks amazing. There is also an Ultra Smart Pro Collagen Eye Treatment Duo, which is two pots. You get two pots of eye cream at 10 mil per jar, which is actually pretty decent and industry standard. It's a morning balm that's like a gel texture and it's really light and beautiful. And I've tried these out. It's gorgeous. I love that morning balm. It's absolutely beautiful. It really lifts and depuffs and tightens, but it feels very soothing at the same time. And then at night there is a rich evening eye cream, which is designed to plump and hydrate and sort of restore the eye from all the rigors of the day. And it comes with one of those super cool little massage tools with it, the little silver things with like a little, you know what I mean? It's a little silver eye massager, which you tap the product in and then you massage with the eye tool. And I enjoy that because that's who I am. But this eye duo is, again, brace yourselves, $230. You get both pots and an eye tool. So, you know, I will say where the main place I have got any fine lines is around my eyes. And I've only been using this for a few days, so I can't say I've seen like dramatic results, but my eye area does look incredible after I've used it, and concealer goes on beautifully after I've used it. It's still a lot of money. If you've got super dry eyes or eye area and you've got the money to spend on it, seems like a good thing to do if you've got the money. That's all I'm saying. And then the third item in the range, which now this one I'm kind of stunned by is the Ultra Smart Pro Collagen Aqua Infusion Mask. Now, Harry's got this too, and she's used it on someone that has a more mature skin type and a drier skin. And I've used it on myself. It's a mask. It's hydrating, revitalizing, and plumping. It's proven to improve hydration by up to 250% in 1 hour. It's clinically proven moisture mask that delivers layers of hydration to help protect the skin's moisture barrier. So we like that. Visibly transformative results in 28 days. That's kind of awesome. We love that. It's just a regular, beautiful hydrogel type cream. You know, that gel, real like luxe gel, feels like a massive drink of water when you put it on your face. You put it on, you leave it on for 20 minutes, then you wipe it off. There's a little mitt. You get a little mitt with it, which quite frankly, for the price, you'd want a little mitt. Or you can just use cotton pads to wipe it off. Best results, use it 3 times per week. You're going to get through this jar if you're doing that. It's a decent sized jar, like it's a very big jar, but it's also a very sexily filled jar where quite a lot of the jar is just clear acrylic. But it's sexy. It's a 50 ml jar, which is sort of the same size as the Pro Collagen Marine Cream jars. Now, again, it's not cheap, the Ultra Smart Pro Collagen Aqua Infusion Mask. It's $180, but it's really, 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 really good. So if you've got $180 in your skincare budget to pay for a mask that's going to make your skin look like you just dunked your face into a bucket of cold water and it was all magically absorbed into your skin, then I think it's worth it. I mean, it's such a lot of money. I just can't imagine how many of you are sat at home going, yes, Lindsay, I have got $180 to spend on a mask. I'm not a massive mask user. I'm so lazy and I'm impatient. I forget to do them or I don't leave them on long enough. A sheet mask, I'm dreadful at remembering to leave a sheet mask on. This one, I have been using it because it is such a pleasure. Am I going to repurchase it at $180? I can't say because I don't know. I don't have $180 to spend on a mask currently. But, you know, if I was, if I didn't have it while I was on the run up to getting married and I tried it and then saw the results, I might invest because it's that good. It's just really rough. What you could do if you don't have $180 to spend on masks, eek, or $330 to spend on serums, eek, you could pop over to the Elemis Superfood range. Now, Superfood is their much more budget-conscious range aimed at the old millennials. Nope, I mean, is it even aimed at millennials anymore? I'm barely not a millennial. So millennials are getting on, I feel like, but whatever, people love saying millennial. The Superfood range aimed at millennials and aimed at people who like eat a lot of kale and stuff. It's like a smoothie for your face. It's a juice for your face is how it was described to me. Couple of new launches for the Superfood range and they are boosters, Superfood boosters. So there is a Superfood AHA Glow Booster and a Superfood Seeker Calm Booster. So these are really cute little doobry firkins. That's not a proper word. But it's like a little tiny bottle, like the size of like, you know, contact lens drops or eye drops, one of those little tiny bottles with a big long pipette on the top. And it's like a biphase formula. And the Seeker Calm Booster is full of fermented seeker and agave. So it's biphase. You shake it up, you drop a couple of drops of it into your palm and you press it into the skin, or you can add it into your serum, add it into your moisturizer, add it into your oil, wherever you need it to be. Do it as an extra boost morning or evening. And I've actually really liked it. I've been using the calming one because I've had like really, really sensitive skin, apart from when I use that bleeding mask. And then I have the skin of a newborn baby. But I've had quite a sensitive skin lately. It's been really hot and dry in LA. I was in Vegas for a couple of days. It really dried my skin out. And this calming booster seems to be, my skin really likes it. The AHA Glow is pumpkin based. So it's fermented pumpkin and acerola, or I can't pronounce it, but acerola, acerola, I don't know how to say it, I'm stupid. Cherry, both rich in brightening AHAs. I haven't been using that because I've been easing off the acids because my skin's been a little bit upset. But it's got great reviews. I've heard great things. They look really cool and dinky. Even Jeff has been using the Calm one, so that's been quite nice. I do like the Superfood range. I don't always love the smell of it. I don't love the... it just smells very green. It smells healthy and green, like kale juice. which it's supposed to. And you know, the day cream and night cream are not especially for me. I don't find them moisturizing enough or intense enough because my skin's very dry, but Jeff really loves them. And I really do like the masks. I really like the Berry Boost mask and the Vital Veggie mask. So if you're not up to spend $330, eek, on a LMS serum, you could look at the superfood range, and they're still pretty great. They're vegan, it's all powered by superfoods and prebiotics. People really love that stuff these days in the modern world in which we live. I am an old lady, but yeah, they're all new from LMS. Obviously you can get them wherever you get LMS. Now the next thing we're going to talk about, I've been resisting, but it's now September, I can resist no longer. I feel like I normally would be much more on board with this, but because I've got the wedding coming up, I can't think past it. It's nearly Christmas, basically. It's September, so it's practically Christmas. So we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to talk about advent calendars because they're out. They're out. There's a million of them. I feel like it just grows every year. It's like it just keeps dividing and dividing like cells. It just won't stop. I don't know when we will hit peak advent calendar. We've said it for the last 2 years, we're at peak advent calendar, but it never stops. Last year I got the Elemis and I bought the NARS, and I love them both, and I will definitely check them both out again. Elemis, I know, definitely has an advent calendar this year. NARS, I can't find any information on, so I'm going to check out and see if I can. I've reached out to them, haven't heard back yet. But you know what is out and is going to be great? And if they're not out yet, contact the stores, put your name down, because these things are going to sell out. The Mac Daddy Daddy Mac this year, I think, is the Liberty. Now, it's £200. Not inconsequential, not an inconsequential amount of money. God, it's just so much. But it's incredible. It sells out every year. It's absolutely beautiful. It's got a Diptyque-based candle in it. It's got herbivore products in it. It's got NARS in it. It's got Hourglass in it. It's got Skin Laundry in it. It's got Votary in it. It's got Dermalogica. It's got Elixir. It's got La Labo. It's just incredible. If you are looking for that supreme, amazing beauty gift to give someone, I don't think there's anything better. I'm like, oh, it's so much money and it's so dumb, it's just lots of samples. But they're generous sizes in the Liberties. And, you know, who's going to get all of these products? It gives you a chance to try a lot of different products I don't know. It's not a reasonable amount of money, but it's just so beautiful. And I can't think of anything that would actually make me happier. Because opening that NARS calendar every single day through December gave me so much joy. So that one is pretty incredible. Also out this year is Lush. Coming in hard with £195. That feels like a lot for Lush to me. It's 24 full-size products though. So a lot of bath bombs. And bath bombs aren't inexpensive. I always think they're going to be really cheap. And then they're always like a tenner. And it's always a little bit upsetting. So I guess 24 full-size products for £195 is okay. In the scheme of things, it's a limited edition box. I believe there are only 500, so if you want this, you better get your mitts on it pretty quickly. It's pretty cool to look at. Doesn't look very Christmassy, but it does look cool, so you might keep it afterwards and use it to put stuff in. Love that. Also out this year, new this year, Harry Potter at Boots. Harry Potter beauty advent calendar. I don't know, man. Is that a licensing step so far? I don't know. It's got a golden snitch bath bomb in. You know I'm going to end up buying it. Also out, as per for the last few years, the Charlotte Tilbury, which is pretty great if you love Charlotte Tilbury. There's Harrods, very similar along the lines of the Liberty, just again like super top brands, Byredo, Anastasia, Laura Mercier, Hourglass, Guerlain, Becca. So really great brands, but £250. Net-a-Porter, £225. Again, top brands, but top monies. Also, if you're not looking to spend your entire, if you don't want to spend a mortgage payment on an advent calendar, I really, really love the NYX advent calendars. I think they are great value for money. This year's is disco themed. That's pretty cool. Who doesn't love a disco? And can't go wrong with the Body Shop advent calendars. Now, they make three advent calendars at three different price points. And it's just a joy. It's just like thrilling. There's a £49 one, a £69 one, and a £99 one. And I just think that's actually a whole bunch of joy. Body Shop is a brand I don't think about until I go in and I go, oh, joy. Or someone will recommend a specific product and I'll go in and look for that and then remember how much I love Body Shop. Is there any more nostalgic of a shop for me as a teenager. I don't think there is. Going in and getting my fuzzy peach perfume, or I did do White Mask for like a hot minute, but I was much more of a fuzzy peach girl. My cousin liked a Dewberry, so I didn't go near that. And there was a pink one called Ananya, I think, was the hot pink. Loved that. And I used to collect the soaps, the endangered species soaps. Then there was the teacher. I'm going to fall down a body shop nostalgia hole. We should probably do an episode on full body shop nostalgia. Shout us out on the socials if you would be into that. And then one thing to keep an eye on, which I think is new, is the Next Beauty Advent Calendar. Now, Next isn't a store I immediately associate with beauty, but they have teamed up with Marie Claire to put a branded advent calendar together. So there's Pixie is in there, Nails Inc. is in there, Dermalogica, Smashbox. So some pretty good mid-tier brands that sound pretty fun, and it looks cool, and you can pick it up while you're doing all your other Christmas shopping, and I don't think anyone would be mad about receiving it. So that's as much as I can talk about Christmas and advent calendars without my brain actually exploding out of my skull. I think what's very important now is we're going to do a quick ad break, and then we're going to pop back to my favorite, one of my favorite chats of all time, my sit-down interview with Beauty Pie founder and industry icon, Marcia Kilgore.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
We have a guest over here. I'm very excited. I'm in London, which I would say is a lovely sunny treat, but
not today.
Nope. But this is a treat because I am joined by icon of the beauty industry. I'm going to flatter you wildly for sort of the next 20 minutes, so settle in.
I'll keep my feet, you know, I'm going to just bolt my feet to the ground here and make sure my head doesn't swell up because I need to be able to get out of this room later.
I can't make any promises. I'm a huge fan. But I'm here with Marcia Kilgore, just icon, entrepreneurial icon in the beauty industry.
Good morning.
No, you're so welcome. I'm so excited we were able to have this chat. I'm going to get the fangirling out of the way. I have been a Bliss fan forever.
My
because
first.
Because where you started.
Yes, almost my first business.
More or less.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to, but I just want to get that out of the way because like all of the listeners are like, oh, is Lindsay just going to talk about Lemon and Sage rest of her life?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was so a great one. It was a classic.
It was my first trip to New York. I went with my brother and we stayed at W and they had the
I named the Sink Side Six.
So great.
Yep.
Love alliteration.
Great products.
So great.
We all love a bit of alliteration.
And we may or may not have borrowed some off the trolley.
It happens
hotel.
When you walk down there.
It was just there, and
you know,
I was out.
They are free, practically.
Exactly. I paid enough for that room.
Yes,
I paid enough.
I bet
for
you
room.
Did. I bet you did.
So now we've got my shoplifting out the way. so I'm sure so many of our listeners already know who you are, but for the people who don't know you and your background, tell us your story.
Oh, well, I guess I'm a serial entrepreneur. That's what people tend to call me these days because it's a thing, you know, the serial entrepreneurship or just entrepreneurship in general seems to be having a real wave. So as the poster girl of multiple business startups, I'm hot again. But I've tried to stay rather hot throughout.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I started my career as a personal trainer. So I was a bodybuilder. When I moved to New York, I was trying to make enough money to go to university. And so I put my bodybuilding skills to work and was a personal trainer. And I found that that was just a bit exhausting, given that I would have to go work some people out in gyms, but others I would take running in their buildings and up and down the stairs, and others I would take running through Manhattan. And you had to be all over the place. And I was really exhausted. And when I started to take university part-time, I would actually fall asleep in my economics classes because I was too tired to stay up. So I realized at that point I had to get another job that would somehow fund my part-time university courses, but at the same time not be so exhausting that I would... Do you know what a myoclonic jerk is?
I do not.
Okay. It has nothing to do with anyone's behavior. it is what, you know, when you're falling asleep and then suddenly your head kind
and
of
you
bobs.
Do the nod.
And yes. So that is apparently something our ancestors developed to keep us from falling out of trees, so that when we were in, you know, the grasslands where there were predators, we would not fall. We would sleep on limbs of trees, and right before we would fall into deep sleep, we would jerk ourselves awake.
Doesn't it help me on an aeroplane, does it?
Didn't help me in economics class. Not when I was a personal trainer for, you know, 9 hours a day or 12 or whatever. So I learned how to do facials. Number one, because my skin was bad. And number two, because I could then be sort of more like stable and in one area, and people would come to me, and I could hopefully make enough money to live and pay for this tuition. And, you know, one thing led to another. Apparently I gave great facials, and I always love, you know, being really super thorough and highly perfectionistic. And that translates well into facials and beauty treatments. And so I opened up a really tiny one room studio, which then grew into a 3 room studio. Back then we were called Let's Face It. And I ended up
I
with
love
like
a pun, so I'm very into this.
I'm so into a pun. My, you know, my middle name would be pun, were it not my other middle name. But yeah, and a good wordplay is sort of everything, isn't it? Yeah. And then I opened Bliss 3 years after opening my other studio, which was what they called the spa that ate Manhattan.
Yep.
Sold Bliss to LVMH in 1999. Majority share, and then the rest of it to the Starwood Hotel Group in 2004, where you shoplifted the products from the housekeeping trolley. And then since then had started Soap and Glory, which I subsequently sold to Alliance Boots Walgreens, that chain, in 2014, because they really wanted it. Although I was having a great time.
That?
It was fun. Sexy Mother Pucker, I think, is like... That was my favorite pun.
I love that. I love that too.
It was a good one.
This is just
one.
Me telling you all the things of yours that I love.
Thank you, Liz. And then I started FitFlop, which is an ergonomic shoe brand, which I still have and is in about 65 countries and, you know, going and going. But I've handed that reins of that over to an incredible team. And we have a fantastic product and design team now. And I mean, all I do now for FitFlop is order them. So usually 12 at a time, usually under the auspices of having to test them to make sure they're not dangerous.
Quality control is very important.
You've got to do that even if it is after the fact. Yeah. And even if you've got a, you know, team of 40 people in Asia doing it for you already. I just wanted to double check.
It's very important to be thorough.
Yep. And then I started another brand called Super Duper, which is like the clean, green, vegan, cruelty-free. Well, everything is cruelty-free, of course, now, because that's what everybody should be doing, but also just legal. We get a lot of questions about cruelty-free, and I don't know how many. We just want everyone to know that everything is cruelty-free. That's the law. And then recently, I started Beauty Pie, which is kind of the whopper. It's the game changer. It's the one that's doing it differently. And the one that I'm excited about all of them, but this one is really for the women.
Yay.
Yeah.
We love that. Yeah. Well, we're a big fan of makeup, obviously, at Full Coverage.
Yes, I know.
We enjoy a pun ourselves.
Yes.
but yeah, so as you were saying, you know, it's one thing to say a hot entrepreneur. The big thing right now, I think, is being a disruptor.
Yes.
And Beauty Pie has definitely been referred to as disruptive.
Yes.
And disrupting the industry. So. Yeah. It's the one thing, it is honestly the one thing on Full Coverage we get the most questions about. What it is, how it works, why it works, and what the products are.
Right.
So tell us how you came up with the idea for Beauty Pie.
Okay, so I've
settled it. I've got my tea.
As I've just described, I've been in the beauty industry now for like 25 years. Wait, maybe longer? 27 years.
You don't look a day over 21.
Thank you very much, nor do you. We're so fabulous. It must be this wonderful London lighting.
It must be this beautiful lack of UV light.
Yes. I do wear sunscreen every day. I use a lot of retinol.
Everyone do that.
Yeah, it makes such a huge difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, prevention is the best medicine.
Yep.
Number one. So, you know, having sourced products from really the leading labs all over the world for the last 27 years and having been an esthetician and knowing which ingredients really work on the face and been to every trade show and I track all the new ingredients that come out and what they do. And, you know, it's an industry like anything else. And what I learned over so many years is that there are a few routes to market if you want to have a cosmetics brand. And normally what you will do is source a product from one of these, you know, one of your favorite labs. Now, having been in it so long, I know which ones are the best ones, which ones do the most high-tech formulas, which ones produce luxury products, which ones, you know, will produce the best lipstick, which one is the best foundation, which one does the best skincare. There are probably 15 go-to labs for really the highest quality stuff in the world. And not only does Beauty Pie source from them, but most of the other traditional luxury beauty brands source from them. And what I found out when I first started working in the beauty industry is that when you want to have a formula, you will go to these labs and most often, especially if it's cosmetic product, right? So a foundation or a lipstick or an eyeshadow, there are, and don't be shocked because you know what, this might burst the bubble a little bit, but in fact, the bubble on the other end is so much bigger than the bubble I might just be bursting.
Excellent.
Okay. Most of those formulations are already made. They belong to the lab in question in terms of the intellectual property. There have been chemists and artisanal, you know, experts working on the formulations for months and months, if not years and years. Most of these laboratories have their stock standard products, which are very popular for them. And they'll either have a mass version of it, which is sort of the cheapest it can get, or a middle version of it, or a luxury version of it, which incorporates more of the active raw ingredients or more expensive pigments or imported Japanese pigments or, you know what I mean, like they're better quality things. But generally, a product is pretty much finished in terms of the product that you're going to put onto your face. What is different about these things is the package. Right. So I will then go in and I can shop from their stock formulations. I can do color tweaks, but they will also have a beautiful array of stock colors. And I can tell you, for instance, there's a wild violet eyeshadow crayon in there, which is a stock best-selling color from one of the leading makeup labs in Italy that produces for, I can say they produce that, and we're not going to name brands because I think that's bad manners, but they produce that exact color and formulation for at least six other brands that I know that are luxury brands, and they sell for up to $60. Mm. I think ours is $4, which is the actual factory cost of it, right? So here's how it works normally. If you buy a product, and I'm going to say a product that's $100, okay, at retail. And remember, retail price pretty much has to be similar across any website you buy it from or a retailer. So any brand that's sold in a retailer is going to make sure that whether or not you buy it from a retailer or on a website, that price kind of has to be the same, right?
Yep.
Even though you're not allowed to price fix.
Yes.
They will have a recommended retail price so that across all these different outlets, that price is the same. 60% of the price you pay goes to the retailer. So when you walk into a retailer, a beauty retailer, and you're buying something for $100, $60 goes to the retailer for having that product sitting there.
Yeah. Wow. That's
it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Right? Now, after that, you have to work backwards. And companies have to think, okay, we've got to pay our marketing. We've got to pay our celebrity spokesperson. Mm-hmm. We've got to pay for our offices. We've got to pay for 3 million free samples, especially on a skincare product, right? Mm-hmm. Because the free samples that everybody gets, guess what? You're paying for them. We've got to pay our electricity. We've got a team of people who have to go around and train all the people in this retailer. And then all the people who are working in the retailer then get free products. So we have to factor that. And all of this, you're paying for it. When you're an actual paying customer, that's where the margin comes in. So for a company to make money, right, they have to work backwards from the 100%. And in order to actually be profitable as a mainstream or typical luxury beauty company, your cost of goods, which is how much that product really costs you to make, has to be between 8 and 10%.
Wow.
Yep.
That's so tiny. So if I'm paying $100 something in store, it probably costs about $10 to make. $8 to $10.
If that, wow, yes. Yeah. Now in skincare, the markup is very often even higher. Yeah. People will, you know, make a $10 product and charge $250, $300. And it's kind of what you can get away with.
Yeah.
But that's not right.
No, it's aggressively not right.
It's aggressively not right. And it's just, you know, I always thought, and this is how I've always approached my businesses, if the product or whatever it is that you're selling is better for the woman, mm-hmm. you will win, right? Maybe not initially because she doesn't know about your product or whatever, but yeah. when she can get something that's much, much better for less, or she can get five times as much for the same money, that's going to win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was, so the next part of my aha moment. So I was coming back from a show and tell at one of these Italian labs. And I had, in fact, a bag like this full of product samples over my shoulder. And I was going through the Milan train station because I was headed over to one of my favorite labs in Switzerland to see what they were working on and look at new textures and all this kind of stuff. And I also do a lot of formulating, so I also choose new ingredients and help them build products. Not just that lab, but we brief our labs as well. So we have a lot of exclusive things as well as some things that are really great formulas from other labs. And I remember having this bag of samples in my over-shoulder bag, and probably 50 products in there, maybe more. And they were all, of course, free. And also, if I would have bought them, you know, maybe $3 each, $4 each. And I realized that the bag I had over my shoulder was thousands of dollars of street value. As I walked through a Sephora, most of the products I had in my bag were sitting on shelves in branded packaging. But the cost of them was 10, 15, 20 times as much. And I thought, oh my God, I can't, like, the best part of my job, being a product developer and being in the industry, is when I get to go visit these labs. It is like a fairy tale.
I'm very jealous. That would be my actual dream. But just go hang out in labs and touch things.
Well, that's what Beauty Pie is. Beauty Pie is like the backdoor ticket, right? You buy a membership and then you come in the back door of the labs. You can see what products actually cost to make. We go, our team, our product development team goes and picks out the best, and we test the best, and we find, you know, if we see something, we'll find out where it's made, or we'll start from scratch. And instead of working backwards on the cost, which is backwards, right? We work forwards. We go and say, look, we want to make product X. We want to make an incredible glycolic exfoliator, right? But soothing. We want to have a great mix of acids. We want to make sure that it's buffered well so it doesn't cause any irritation. We want to And so we'll go and work with the lab forwards. Mm-hmm. How much do we need? What else can we put in there? What blah, blah, blah. It may still come out that it only costs $8. But never once do we say, okay, everybody else's glycolic is selling for $65, so we need to make this for less than $650. We actually go in and start the right way, thinking about what the customer needs, and then she pays the same price we pay for the product. Mm-hmm. There's limits on what you can buy, because otherwise we go bankrupt, obviously. Yep. I mean, so you can choose which level of membership you want, and then it tells you every month what your shopping limit is. And if you want to upgrade, you can. If you want to downgrade, you can. And you just buy whatever you want, but as if you've come with me to the back door of the lab. And so how we make it really fun is that we actually source from labs in Japan, in Korea, in Italy, in Switzerland, in Germany, in France, in the UK, the US. I mean, so it's sort of like a big conglomeration of backdoor passes to all of the leading luxury skincare and beauty labs around the world. Now we have makeup brushes. We had he's actually German, but one of the French fragrance houses did an incredible set of fragrances for us. They are brilliant. So it was Frank Vogel did our first set of fragrances.
We just did an interview a couple of episodes ago with Erica Shoemate from Primrose, an online fragrance company. Yeah. And I learned so much about the fragrance industry. As someone who's been around the beauty industry now for 16 years-ish, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, we talked to this one guy who designs perfumes for Tom Ford. And I'm like, wait, what? I didn't realize there are just people out there doing this. I thought they worked for the brand. And I'm like, wow, I was really naive.
It's the same thing though as these labs, right? So people say, oh, we have this new caviar, blah, blah, blah. Well, you notice how things kind of come in waves. So, you know, there's right now there's a wave of circadian rhythm products.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've seen these.
Right. Well, we launched ours first about 6 months ago. It's called Qi Energy, and it's made in Switzerland, and we use this same. So everyone picked up on this same ingredient, which was shown at the same trade show that everybody attends. And we are really lucky at Beauty Pie because we don't have those many layers that we have to get through. So we just find it, we formulate it, and we can launch it. Yeah, and we don't have to wait for all of those kind of layers to get through, or the last launch that we did to get through. Is if it's great, we just throw it up there on the website and send it out. And it, yeah, it was very, very popular. Unfortunately, sold out. But coming back, yay, coming back. Yeah, go.
That's one of the perils of being first.
It is. It's really fun, actually. Yeah. And we've launched a lot of makeup products because, again, you go to show and tells. Yeah. So you'll see the same stuff at the same time as every other makeup brand.
I'm genuinely like shaking. I wish Harry was here, my co-host Harry, who's my sensible human.
We can take you to a show and tell. We'll pretend that you have to. We'll pretend you're staff members.
Harry is the person that holds me back. And if she was in, she would be literally physically holding me back. Like, stop it. You have everything. You have all the things. Like, no, I will always be someone who is excited by the things.
Yes.
And I think you are someone
totally excited by the things. You just think, oh my God, it's going to make so many people happy.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be able to access the world's best stuff, but from, you know, prices that are kind of really incredibly affordable. But for us, it's really about find the best, right? Because we never have to compromise. Yeah. You know, even the best nail polish, we tested like probably 18 formulas of nail polish, all from the leading labs. Mm-hmm. We got what we think is the best one. I think it's maybe $3 or $4 a bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe. And that includes warehouse packing and everything. So it's amazing how the industry has trained us all to believe that we have to pay a lot to get something good, when actually what's, you know, who's getting, it's not that extra margin that's making the product any better.
No.
It's what you're paying for in order to go and buy it off a shelf in a certain place.
Yeah. Is that something you've seen with Beauty Pie customers? Does it feel like they're being more savvy about, are they more educated than people?
I'll tell you, the first tranche at the very beginning, people thought that we were making up our ratings and reviews, that we were writing them ourselves, and we weren't. We didn't have time, first of all. And second, that's the wrong thing to do. And so we said, why do you think this? Why? Right? And they said, well, there are no spelling errors. And the grammar is all right. And then we realized when we did a little demographic information that actually our very first tranche of members were highly educated, super savvy, like the women who understood that maybe there's a little bit of wool pulling over the eyes in the beauty industry. And in fact, you can get something incredibly good and you do not have to pay all of that markup.
Yeah.
Like, we have overpaid for too long. And let's just say riding that, you know, in many ways right now, it is time for the women to get what they deserve. And Beauty Pie is about getting what you deserve for your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
In my opinion.
Well, it's nice to see it democratized. This is the thing, and all of our listeners, this is one thing that comes up again and again, is you want something because you're hyped into wanting it.
Yes.
But you don't even really know why you want it.
Yeah.
So the idea of actually knowing that someone is out there with your experience and with your access and saying like, no, these are actually
the good ones.
They're good things.
Yes.
And we interviewed Nadine Baggett a couple of weeks ago.
I love her.
Nadine
She's
is the
so
greatest
great.
Human. She's
she
my
is.
Best one.
Yes. She's just so fun too.
So fun and so just fun. So knowledgeable. And she just casually tosses out this wealth of knowledge that she has been honing for years. And she had said the same thing. She's like, I will only recommend X ingredients because those X ingredients work.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yes.
And it was an interesting perspective when we are constantly being bombarded with new ingredients and single formula ingredient or single ingredient formulas. And it all gets a bit much.
It does get to be a bit much. And there's a lot of stuff that doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
Right. And you still need, I still think, you know, there's a lot of single ingredient formulas. And we actually, well, we don't do that many of them.
Mm-hmm.
We have super drops, but they're actually multi-ingredient formulas in sort of a dropper bottle. But I still think that women need that luxury experience.
Yes.
You don't necessarily want everything to be just in a simple dropper bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I want a beautiful yet recyclable or partially recycled plastic pack, because we also pay a lot of attention to that.
Which was my next question.
So important. And you know what? This is the other thing that people don't really realize, or they do, I don't know, but very often, very ornate packaging. Number one is landfill, right? Yeah. And we all have to be responsible for this. Yeah. And while we all love glittery, shiny things, you know, those packages that have all the multi-layered, the package costs more than the product, right? And so what you're paying for is landfill. And I love a beautiful looking product, but I think everyone's aesthetic has to start to understand that beautiful means clean earth.
Yeah, it needs to be responsible. It can be beautiful and responsible.
Yes. Yeah. So we have quite simple, right? Elegant, high quality packaging, but it's recyclable. We don't use a lot of metal overshells. We don't, you know, we don't add, you know, magnets. Yeah. So magnets in products mean that you can't recycle the plastic.
Oh, wow. So
that,
okay.
Yeah, I saw that. Someone talking about a product that had a magnet in it. And I won't, you know, name any names. Yeah. And I just thought, well, you can no longer recycle that whole piece.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, no. And I've been a terrible human for saying, like, I need the clunk click. I need the clunk click.
You can still get a click, but that is how the ridge of the lipstick pack is designed, so that you have a nice click.
I knew it was a magnet. I didn't know the magnet was bad.
Yeah, the magnet is bad.
From this moment on, I'm a reformed magnet addict.
I actually learned this all from a packaging supplier, because people also think now, you know, this whole plastic is terrible, right? It's not true. Plastic is lightweight. If it's recycled properly, it's actually fantastic. It's a fantastic material. You know, glass is heavy. So you can recycle glass fully, and that's fantastic too, but it's harder to ship and it's heavier to ship. So we don't want to just switch everything that's in plastic over to glass. The problem with plastic is that it gets thrown into the ocean, and most of that comes from Asia, where people aren't yet educated about it. There could be a whole series about the reality of beauty recycling. Yeah. And I can recommend some people to talk to, because eyes were really open then too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is quite scary. Yeah. I feel like this is the thing, and people, I mean, we're not going to slag off big companies, but people will only educate their consumers to the point where they're still buying their product.
Yes.
And they will, a lot of companies we've spoken to and met with, want to reinforce what they are doing, but they don't want to talk what they're not doing. And they're actually, it's all, I mean, of course they're a company, it's a business, they're trying to sell something, that makes perfect sense to me. But I don't, and what we've discussed not enjoying on the podcast is jumping on a bandwagon to look like you're doing something when you're not really doing something.
Yeah, we consider every single product we do, and is there a better way to do this product that has less, you know, less of an environmental impact? Also, we're really pushing our suppliers to, you know, bring more options to the foreground that work. But, you know, even a compact, right? Mm-hmm. They're made of several different types of plastic. There are pins in them. I mean, they're very, very difficult to recycle. So we're actually working with one of our suppliers in Malta to try and develop a compact. Right now, our compacts, we were the first ones to use recycled, is it PCR? I think it's PCR. There's all these different
believe you. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's recycled PCR in our compacts. No one else had ever even asked them to use a recycled material in the powder compacts. Yeah. So I was shocked at that. I thought, what? You don't have this already? And so they actually made some, and they look exactly the same. They feel exactly the same. The material is very strong. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's such a good question.
So, you know what? Each of us can do something. Meryl Streep said that, so I'm just going to grab
anything
that.
Anything Meryl says is gospel.
I think so.
So I think we'll all agree. Anyone listening to this who isn't nodding their head right now, I don't know if we're going to be friends. Meryl knows things.
She does, and just listen to what she says.
Yeah. Meryl for president.
She will tell you what to do.
Meryl for president.
Yeah. Her or Oprah.
Streep Winfrey 2020.
Yeah.
She come
Oprah
on.
Oprah, though.
Reach for the
stars.
She's
having too much fun.
I know.
Yeah.
And we do need her.
We can use her as a spiritual guide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. I used to give her facials.
Oh, my God. That must be the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. I used to tell her which sample sales were going on. And I remember once telling her a cashmere sample sale was, you know, I'm giving her a facial. And I said, you know, there's a sample sale next door. And so she went after her facial and then sent me a bunch of cashmere.
Oh, my God.
So I get back to the front desk and there's this big bag of cashmere that she's left there for me. What a woman.
Not only is she cool, she's also
generous
awesome.
And fabulous.
Oh, God. Yep, that makes me so happy. Yeah. Nothing makes me happier than to hear stories about joyous humans.
She gets it. It's about giving it back, isn't it? That's when it comes to
now. I just want to ask you about celebrities that you worked with.
Yeah,
like, that's all. The part two of this interview will just be exclusively asking you.
It was pretty much everybody.
You did.
Yeah, some really fun stories. I mean, Yes.
Yeah.
For another time.
For another time over drinks when you don't realize I'm recording you.
Yes, when you don't realize what I'm saying.
It'll be a good time. Yeah. No, of course. We're utmost discretion, but quietly in my ear later.
I'll give initials or something and then we can leave everybody guessing.
Golden time. Yeah. It's a great time. So with all your expertise, I feel like we should take advantage of it while we have you.
Please.
Because your skin is exceptionally good.
I've got my retinol, my sunscreen, and I tried a new mask last night, but I didn't love it. It wasn't as good as, you know what, now the benchmark is really high. So we try new things, and if you're not blown away.
Yeah.
I just.
So this is it. If I know absolutely nothing, and this is actually a legitimate question. One of my friends posted on her personal Facebook wall this week. I won't screen grab it, but I can prove it if people need receipts. She was like, "What's this beauty pie I'm hearing all about? Where do I start?"
Okay.
And I said, "Hold your water. I can legitimately tell you after this week."
Okay.
So where should she start?
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, in fact, because this is a huge question, because we have so many products.
Yeah.
And it is, I guess, you know, it's like being a kid in a candy store, right? Yeah. Where you can kind of afford everything. So it is difficult. I suppose whatever niggle you have, whatever bothers you the most, if you have a skin problem or you're trying to solve something, skincare obviously is my super passion, although I love a great lipstick, I love a great eyeshadow, and you can find recommendations from so many different bloggers, other members.
This is a golden era for
We also, of course, are on Facebook and Instagram, so if you have a question, you can just put it up there.
Perfect.
And normally I'll answer. Yay. It might be at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I usually answer. And a lot of people also
this
DM
is why
me.
You're a serial entrepreneur.
I love it though. I love it. It's so nice. I mean, people send me a picture of their face and they'll have some, and I can usually tell.
Yeah.
I'll ask 5 questions and I've got down exactly what the problem is. And then I'll tell them what to use. And then they email me back 30 days later and their face is all clear and it's looking perfect.
That
and
must be so rewarding.
But that's called 30 years of experience, right? And it's quite easy for me. I mean, we have some superhero products. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the problem. They're all superhero products. Yeah. My favorite obsession at the moment, probably Japan Fusion Cleanser.
Okay.
It's in the little pink tube.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
I've used the serum and I really enjoyed it.
On
my dehydrated
Fusion
skin.
Oh,
yeah, I liked
incredible.
It.
Incredible. Calming ingredients and some fermented yeast extracts for plumping. The micro peeling super drops, those are incredible. The Plantastic Balm Cleanser, incredible. The super retinol for anybody who is worried about using a retinol. But we should all be using retinol because you want to start. You know, no matter how early, you want to start and not use one that is real, you know, too strong because you don't want to look irritated. And if your skin gets dehydrated, then you've got that problem and then it can't function properly. So you want to use a retinol that has a beautiful balance. And ours is microencapsulated, slow release, you know, and it works over time. So you can use it morning and night and you get just a beautiful, gentle, constant exfoliation. There's the new Superdose Vitamin C cream.
I'm actually very excited about that. I love a vitamin C.
Crazy, incredible, very high doses of vitamin C in there. They're actually at the clinically tested level. So we always make sure that the active ingredients are in the products, you know, at a bombing good rate. So let's see, the capsules, have you seen those?
I've seen the capsules. I've not played with the capsules, but I do love me a capsule.
Those are amazing.
I grew up reading the Duty Free magazine on a plane with the Elizabeth Arden ceramide capsules the late 80s, and I was deeply in love. Capsules.
All I'm saying is there is a ceramide capsule launching in September, but we just launched a resveratrol capsule, the purple ones. Yeah, and we're launching a mixed jar of capsules, which are hyaluronic acid and biopeptides with resveratrol and vitamin C, but that's not until July. But you're looking at our wall.
I know, and I'm trying not to, but
okay,
I'm just like memorizing all of
this. This is actually what we've launched. So this year, just in skincare, we went through skincare yesterday, and that's what we're launching next year in skincare, which is really exciting. So we go through and we kind of fill holes, and then we see what people have really loved. So we had, for instance, a triple hyaluronic acid serum, which is out of stock, but coming back in July because we ran out of bottles, is going to turn into a triple hyaluronic acid cream. And then we've got oxygen coming, and you can see, you know, super dose and more super drops. We've got, I mean, there's so much good stuff. You kind of can't go wrong.
You guys, I'm looking at, literally, we're in a wall of a meeting room that's It's huge. I can't even. It's a wall. It's a whole.
It's a whole wall
decorated with product launches for the next 2 years. Yeah, it's just this might. We might be in my happy place.
This is a really we happy place. Yeah. And this is everything that's launching this year in makeup, right? So we've extended the Pro Glow strobing drops because those are really popular. Incredible new bronzer, a summertime eyeshadow palette, this beautiful cheek palette, which is like a highlighter kind of cheek palette from Italy, and then that's incredible. In August, it's a mascara refresher. So if your mascara, you've been wearing your mascara all day, and then you just need to sort of refresh it before you go out. So you can layer it on and it melts the mascara that's underneath it and then layers.
This is very exciting. Very exciting.
And you know, the great thing is, it's just a natural process for us because we receive now. Yeah. Labs call us.
Of course.
So because they
that's
see.
That's always nice when they come to you.
Oh, incredible. Our candle factory actually came to us and they're like, we make candles for X, Y, and Z. Why aren't you making candles? So we started to make candles. And we now make candles at the best candle factory in France. So nobody, now that they, these factories and the labs, they get it and nobody wants to miss out. So even there were three in the whole industry who wouldn't supply for us because I think they were scared of what it was going to do when we actually showed people how much stuff costs. And now they've all called us back and said, can we manufacture for you?
Isn't it lovely to be proven right?
Yeah, well, they want to do what we're doing. They want to have what we're having.
Yeah.
Actually, that's kind of...
Yeah, that's your new slogan.
Have what we're having.
We go and shoot a commercial at Katz's Deli. It'll be great. Let's go do it now. Let's go.
Can you be Meg Ryan and I'll be Billy Crystal?
In a heartbeat. I would do it.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
I'm not above
funny.
This.
And we could just like put a big tray of cosmetics and skincare and brushes and fragrance and hair and body. I mean, body and hair coming
and
out too.
I will have my beautygasm over it.
Yeah, you can have a beautygasm.
And then the lady at the next table can ask for what I'm
and
having.
Say, I'm ha-
there
and,
we go.
And then you can pass her a beauty pie card. Actually, you know what? This could be a really great
commercial.
This could be a great viral video.
That's yours.
Thank you. You can star in it. We'll do castings for our beauty gasm.
I will take a plate of Katz's chips.
Yes, I was going to say, I'll buy you a corned beef and whatever sandwich.
I made my brother go when we were there in April and I was very pleased with that choice. Yeah. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of protein.
It is, which actually, now I'm going to lead us on to our next question.
Oh, yes.
So two other things I want to talk to you about. And one is personal training, bodybuilding, weightlifting. So we talk about wellness and health a lot on Full Coverage because it's something people are interested in. And I have always been someone who has not enjoyed exercise and was in my younger days like, oh, I hate it. I'd rather starve myself than like,
yeah, then have
you know,
to
I was
actually
in that mindset of like, I hate running. I hate exercise. It's not for me. I'm not that person. And then only a couple of years ago, I'm 38, I had to think, almost 39. And I had a bad back. I had like a really painful lower back.
Okay.
And I figured I had to do something. Not go to a doctor because I'm British.
No.
I'm obviously not going to do that.
No.
But I went to my local gym.
I love that about the Brits.
We're terrible people.
I don't know.
I'll just fix it myself.
Yeah, maybe if you can't, you know, walk, then.
And I was in a lot of pain. Yeah. But I went to my local
slip
gym.
Disc? No.
Yeah, well, they maybe herniated. It
oh,
was just
God.
Yeah, it was bad. I'd
Sorry,
actually been doing reformer Pilates, but with the jump board.
Oh.
And
maybe to
jumping and slamming yourself into a board.
Yeah,
it turns out it's really bad.
Good,
and your form, apparently this is really common because people don't have good form because they're laid down. They think they can't hurt their back. Because
oh, no,
you're not vertically
you
jumping, you're laid down.
Yeah.
And because they're large classes,
oh, no
one's being checked.
No.
So this was
difficult.
How we established I had injured it.
Okay.
And I had just, smashed
so
it
now you're
into smithereens. So my trainer got me into weightlifting. Mostly deadlifting and squats.
Okay.
Back squats and deadlifts, what we do the most of. But it
How
changed
much can you
my
deadlift?
Life. So I'm really, I travel a lot, so then I'm not consistent and it really stresses me out.
Yeah.
But when I am there consistently, I'm deadlifting about 175
That's
pounds.
Amazing.
Which I'm really, I love it so much.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like a badass.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible, though, just like having that core strength, right?
Yeah.
Really, it changes
and
everything.
Yeah, it changed my whole body.
Yes.
Yeah, it absolutely changed my whole body. Yep. And people always say, like, oh, no, I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to get bulky. So can we have your expertise on weightlifting and why women should be doing it?
Oh, well.
I mean everyone, but women
so
in
many,
particular.
Yes, women in particular is because as we age, right? And we're all aging from the age of...
Unfortunately, that's happening.
Yeah, from the time you're born, you're aging. and your bone density, right, starts to get a lot less... Well, what what would you
dense.
Say?
Less
dense.
Yeah, density already, is less dense.
You know what's so funny? I hate using the same word twice.
I know.
Yeah, even in a paragraph. I find it very lazy.
And I don't know.
So I couldn't come up with a word for...
A decreased less, bone density.
Yes. We don't want decreased bone density. And the best thing to do, of course, besides limiting the amount of coffee, which we both just drank.
I know.
And
but it's delicious.
It is delicious. But then you just have to up your calcium intake in whichever ways that you can. So it's broccoli or nuts.
Intolerant,
or, so you need to get it from broccoli.
Yeah.
Well, a few heads
I
of broccoli,
like broccoli
a day. It's good. It's good. And supplements, of course, you can use. But that's the best way to make sure that you don't end up with something like osteoporosis or brittle bone syndrome, which is the same kind of thing, but not necessarily in the back. And just to stay strong, right? And, okay, vanity is usually a better motivator than fear when it comes to exercise. So I would say... Think about it this way. Having more muscle on your body, you know this, I'm sure, increases your basal metabolic rate, right? So you burn more calories even just sitting around if more of your body tissue is muscle than fat.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That means you might be able to get away with one more donut a month.
100%. I weigh more now than I did before I started working out, but my body comp is completely different.
Yeah.
And I'm like two sizes
smaller.
Clothes sizes smaller.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
it's
ignore
incredible.
The scales.
Yeah.
Like, you just go by how you feel.
Yes. But don't ignore the scales too much, right?
Well, I mean, you it's know, like when, within reason.
When I was pregnant, they say like, ignore the scales you're supposed to. But then I was so hungry, I gained.
Oh, really?
Oh my God. Like 2 stone. What is that?
Oh, like 28 pounds, 2 stone. I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, no,
kilos.
Wait. It was 4 stone.
Oh.
56 pounds. That's because it was like, ignore the scale.
Okay, so acknowledge the scale.
But
don't
the
live
scale,
by the
but
scale.
Don't, no. Yeah. You don't want to go up.
No.
But you don't have to go down.
No.
That's what it is.
It's, yeah. It was crazy to me and how quickly and how it just transformed the shape of my body. I've never had a bum. I never had a bum. I had really skinny legs.
Were you wearing a dress?
I'm wearing a dress.
And you're sitting.
But now I have a butt, which is really exciting.
Yep. So
and
you're
my
doing
trainer
a lot of
is
squats?
Quite
a lot
of squats.
Which is great,
yeah,
right?
And
because
I have
the large
well,
thigh,
yeah, and
that
I have,
burns a lot of muscle.
Torn meniscus in my knee too,
oh.
So I can't run. I used to run and
okay.
I can't
because okay.
It just really irritates it.
Yes.
So we're really careful with all of this stuff, but
yeah.
The squats then build the muscle in the leg, which takes the strain off the meniscus.
Yep.
So suddenly I have muscular
look
legs
at you.
And a butt.
Look
and
at
I'm
you.
So
you
proud.
Are like an osteopath.
I'm so proud. It's
with
my
a microphone.
Trainer is incredible and I love him.
Sounds like
he's
it.
He's my best pet and he's like a sweet baby who won't appreciate this.
He
I bet
sounds
he's
great.
Listening. He's
sounds
just the
great.
Greatest. I always like constantly just want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm like,
no,
did you eat your lunch?
We
did
saw
you get enough
the,
sleep?
We saw the dress, right?
Yes.
So of course,
yes.
Triceps.
Yes.
Yes. So for the summer months, upcoming,
we're doing a lot of tricep dips.
Dips. Yes.
Yeah, we do a lot of that on the, we're using the machine. So I have,
oh yeah. A little bit of a spot.
At the beginning.
And
the,
yes. That's really good.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
But doing a lot of triceps, a lot of upper body stuff at the moment.
Yeah. Which is also, which is you fun. Know, you got to have when you got the short sleeves.
You have to do it with the short sleeves.
Yeah.
Just, well, I remember I've always, and I've been that woman that hates her arms. We talk about this a lot. All women hate their arms or they love their arms. And I think it's a much smaller percentage love them. For some reason, we've all decided our arms are the enemy.
I used to have really muscly arms, and I hated that.
Really? See, this is it. And it's, you can't win. It's not fair.
No, but it's actually great to have muscly arms.
It's
now
so
that
good.
They're not quite as muscly.
Well, this is it. I was always like, oh, fat arms. I hate my arms. I hate my arms. And then one day, I don't
your
know
arms
what
look
happened.
Really
but
good.
I was like,
they're very buff.
Suddenly, I just have this huge tricep.
Yeah.
I was like, check this out.
That's
I didn't
really
know.
Good.
It was a huge learning.
That you can love your muscly arms.
And I got to it through weightlifting.
Yeah.
So I was very excited when I saw that was on your
it
resume.
It makes you feel so powerful, right?
Yeah.
And just like you have control.
Just to know that I can carry my own suitcase.
Yes.
My really heavy suitcase. And when men take the suitcase off you to put it in a taxi and they go, oh my God, what have you got in here?
Yeah.
And then you just say, like, don't worry, I've got it.
I had that taxi experience last week. I was with a very tall, very athletic Swedish person.
Mm-hmm.
And he... I swung my bag into the car because I've got this injured foot because I dropped a plate on it and it slashed the top. So I'm like moving a little bit slow. So I had to kind of compensate and threw my backpack in and it had in it, of course, makeup. Of course, like a full thing of makeup.
My suitcase is so heavy.
My
every
computer,
time I go back.
My this, my that. And it was probably, I'd say 20 kilos, right?
Yeah.
And so I swung it into the back and he already has a bag in there and he said, oh, and I said, oh my God, my bag is so heavy. And he goes, oh yeah, mine too. And he pulls his like this and I pulled his up and it was like, this is not heavy compared to this.
I know.
But it made me feel good.
It makes you feel good. And
it's, like,
it's
I can do this.
A small thing, but then that feeds into the rest of your life. It reminds you
that
thing,
you are powerful.
Yeah, this is what it did for me is that I, not working out was an absolute for me. I am not someone who will work out. That was an absolute. Then to have that turned on its head and find out that's not true
yes.
in your mid-30s is a real... like it shook everything up, because I'm like, well, maybe other things I thought were true about myself.
That's what I was gonna say. Well, yeah. If you're in California,
I'm in California.
Okay, have you read about this woman named Byron Katie?
No.
Well, she's all about that. Oh, she has a retreat.
Okay.
I think it's called The Work, and it's all about questioning your assumptions. So you assumed you weren't an exerciser, right? You were not somebody who worked out.
Yeah.
And actually, is it true? And do you 100% know that that's true? And who would you be without the thought that that was true? Kind of like cosmetics. Yeah. Do they really have to cost you a fortune to be great? Is it true?
Yeah. And am I lusting after this because I genuinely want it and think it will make a difference? Or do I want this because so-and-so was wearing it on Instagram, or because the packaging is so beautiful and it's from this brand that I've always admired?
Liked, and I feel like I'm going to get left out or whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of that controlling thought that we can question and then have better existences, right? And make time for the right things and and save money for the right things and really then enjoy our lives like to the max. To the opportunity, right?
And then there's one more thing I really want to get your wisdom on for our precious listeners who I know always love when we ask this question. Serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
This is you.
Yes.
What is your... Sorry. I turned into news night.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, Marcia Kilgore, serial
entrepreneur. I'm ready for it. I just hope I have a good answer.
We just need to mine your brain for wisdom. If a woman is listening to this, if a man is listening to this at home, they feel like they are marginalized or not able to get where they want to be, or they have no idea where to start.
Oh.
Where do they start?
Oh, gosh. So I could go... That's podcast number two.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But I mean, there's so much that you have to kind of think about and so many helpful things that... that you can put together. So number one, first, question all your assumptions. There's an incredible book also called The Art of Thinking Clearly by someone named Ralph Dobelli. I bought it in an airport. I cannot recommend it highly enough because it makes you think, wait, I've always thought this way. Let me just question this. Number two, I suppose, if you want to be an entrepreneur, I think it's so much easier if whatever it is that you're selling is true. So look for the truth. Look for something that you know, your books, you want to read them. So you'll write them, right?
Yeah.
You're going to write something that you think is fun to read. And so it's easy to sell because you love it. And so if you create something that you love and you think this is better than everything else that's out there, it's pretty easy to show up for work every day because you're just inspired by what you're doing and the advantages that you're able to offer your customers. And it's easy to sell that. We spoke about this before we started recording, which was, it's really hard to sell something you don't believe in.
It's really hard. Yeah.
So just don't do it.
And I worked in PR for a year, so I know that to
must
be true.
So hard. Yeah. And you know, another litmus test for me is if you've got a product, would you spend your own money on that product? And at that price?
Mm-hmm.
And if you wouldn't, then don't sell it to other people.
No, we will never recommend something we would not spend our own money on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our one hard and fast rule.
Yeah. So why, as an entrepreneur, why would you have to live your whole life around trying to build something that you'd be recommending to other people? And if they're not, you know, oh gosh, there are millions
I know,
of things.
I'm so sorry.
I think there's one thing to keep in mind. There are no shortcuts, right? So people think, oh, there must be a trick. There must be an easy way to do this. There isn't. Everything is a long, hard slog. And it usually takes a while, especially if you're doing something disruptive, before people even understand what you're doing. If you're going to, you know, if you're not in it and you don't have that resilience and you're not tough and can bounce back, you know, think again.
That's good advice for everyone, for everything.
Because
we have that
be
same
resilient.
Advice for publishing all the time too. It's like, if you can't sit in front of a laptop on the day you don't want to sit there and you still have to sit there and write those words.
Yes.
Don't do it.
No, don't do it. It's not for you.
That day will finish you off.
It will. And that day is a lot of days, right? But I guess with anything, you have to be super optimistic. And it's got to be an ingrained personality trait. But gratitude, right? And knowing what you have that you're so lucky for and being able to bring that up. It's not a talent as much as a skill. It's something you have to practice. And just feeling lucky, and you know, if you're feeling unlucky or you're feeling, you know, sorry for yourself or whatever, you have to have this skill, and it takes practice, like muscle. It's a muscle you have to build, which is, okay, I'm having a rough day today. Maybe these first three emails were really difficult and I actually don't know how to deal with them, or, you know, it doesn't look like today is going to be one of my best days. But then stop and think, okay, what am I really grateful for? I am grateful for these brilliant people who come into my office and have decided to come and work with me. And they could have jobs anywhere because these people are great people and they have given up the opportunity to work for everybody else to come and work for me. I am grateful that all of the labs for Beauty Pie, right, decided to take a really kind of crazy, you know, crazy step and go totally against what everybody else is doing and let me sell these luxury products and show how much they actually cost to make. They could have all said no. Right. And then by then I was already way into it and had placed orders with them before. And they were being delivered the next day before I told them what I was about to do with these orders. But they were all really excited because it was something so crazy and new. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. So practicing these skills will get you through the hard times if you want to be an entrepreneur. But let me tell you, I could go on for days.
I'm going to stop you because I've taken up so much of your day.
It's been
and
a
otherwise,
real pleasure,
we will
though.
Be here until this machine explodes because I just want to keep talking forever.
I would love to do an entrepreneurial tips or yes. something with you guys
yeah,
if
we
you ever want to.
Because
I love to see the next gen of especially female entrepreneurs. Although, you know, male entrepreneurs, great too.
Very
and I think we should all be the ones who rule the world.
Exactly. Yeah. We talk about this a lot with the women thing. It's like, we're not trying to replace men. We're not trying to be the same as men. We're like planning to be a little bit better.
I think
and
we
have
can
everyone
have
everyone at the
power
table.
As, yeah. you know, and we should be able to control yeah. a lot more.
Everyone should be at the table.
Everyone should be
That's
at the table.
Deal.
Yes. With equal voices.
Preferably a table covered in
beauty products
like this is.
What
but unfortunately, that's just for us right now. But yeah, we'll have to do part two when we're filming our commercial in New York. It'll be great.
I've actually just considered that commercial again. I have sort of flashes of it going through my head. And I'm thinking it should be at the end, right, where they have their corned beef sandwiches. And then they order pie.
Yes.
And then the pie comes in, but it's not any pie. It's
beauty
pie.
Pie.
And then you have the pie-gasm. Right? And then it's I'll have what she's having. And then you reach into your pocket, pull out your Beauty Pie membership card and hand it over. And I think that could be it could be viral.
I feel like after this, people are like, where is the commercial?
Who needs the ad agency?
Exactly.
It's
I
right
mean,
here.
I didn't like
there
to say.
There she is.
But anyway, thank you so, so, so much.
What a pleasure.
We,
thanks
I will
for coming
link
to see
to
me.
All of the things so that our listeners can find it.
I'm also marcia.kilgore on Instagram.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm somewhere on Facebook, but not as quick.
We'll link you and everyone
yeah,
will find
so
you.
Just so that people, if they need to DM me
you're
with a picture
so
of their face.
Of your
just so I can
have,
but no makeup.
Including mine.
Like, in natural lighting, yeah. in a window, so I can really see what's going on. No. And if you, you know, yeah. But I love doing that.
You
it's
heard
fun.
It here, people. Yeah. So send that in. But thank you so
pleasure.
Much.
My
thank
pleasure.
You. Man, I just, listening to it back, to go in and prep it for the episode when I had to sort of chop off the beginning where I'm like, my name's Lindsay, I love you. I learned so much from her. She's so inspired me. She is, there's very few times that we're making this podcast and people ask us all the time, people are like, would you ever want to make your own products? I'm like, no, because it seems horrible and really hard work and really stressful and you can't get anything right for getting anything wrong. You know, you can't do right for doing wrong when you're making a brand, right? It's like, it's so exhausting. The people that do it, fair play to them. But sitting down talking to Marcia, it's the first time I've ever been like, yeah, I want to go with her to the factory and I want to play with stuff and I want to put my name on things and I want to pick all the colors and the fragrances and the packaging and I want to do it the right way and I want to make it available to everyone and I love you. And you know, they say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but I did get a free coconut water and Marcia had an array of snack bars should I have felt the need. She's just like a class act. She's just a 100% class act human. And as we established later in the day, she and I are both Libra monkeys. So our Chinese zodiac and regular zodiac signs were aligned. It made perfect sense. That's why we're best friends now. She might not know that, but we really are. I love her. And she was deadly serious when she said about, she told us to tell everyone to send her a photo of your face on Instagram and she will advise you on what to do with your face. Is that not incredible? And she's already done it for a couple of my friends. We had a lovely message from someone on the Facebook group, on Instagram, saying that she had contacted Marcia asking when Beauty Pie would be available in Switzerland, I think it was. And Marcia had said, oh, it's not available yet, but here's some bits and pieces and sent them to her. She's just like a top human, just like a really top-notch human. And I just couldn't love her enough. And I cannot wait to see what she does next. I'm obsessed with PewDiePie, having heard her talk about it firsthand. And I did go in quite cynical, I won't lie. I'd heard so much about it from other people and I was so suspicious and cynical. And now I'm all in. And I feel like she's someone that just never rests on her laurels. She's always doing the next thing. So I am fascinated to see what the next thing is. Anyway, that's it from us this week. No highlight of the week because I'm losing my voice. I'm really, really sorry. I'll do highlight of the week. There, that's all I've got. I'm sorry, my voice is going. I feel terrible. But we will be back in 2 weeks with a new episode. Harry will be back. And oh yeah, we know you've been waiting for it. It is the full coverage Foundation Extravaganza 2019. We have tested so many foundations. I've got Guerlain, I've got Urban Decay, I've got Shiseido, we've got Charlotte Tilbury, we have got Smashbox. Did I already say Smashbox? We've got so many. There's more than 10. So strap yourselves in. That is coming next episode. It will be really fun. I'm not sure how we're going to have them all on our face or rate them yet, but we'll figure that out, I promise. Hopefully it won't be as hot then. Hopefully I won't be as stressed out. Hopefully I will still have my voice. If you have any questions at all, you know you can always contact us, hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. Thank you to our Patreons. Thank you to our amazing Patreons who actually make it that we're able to do this now, which is so exciting. We really, really appreciate your support. If you'd like to support us, even at $2 a month, that $2 a month really, really, really helps us out. And you can go to patreon.com/fullcoveragepodcast and it will give you all the details there. It's in dollars, but you can do it from any currency. $2 works out at about £1.70, maybe £1.80. The currency is crisis, but whatever. £1.80 a month for the podcast. And we'll just throw so much joy and good feeling your way. If you can't support us on Patreon, we fully understand. Do feel free to pop over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a little 5-star review. We massively appreciate that. Or just tell a friend. Or like maybe tweet about it. Or go on Facebook and say, hey, this Full Coverage Podcast, that's pretty good. They have really good chats with inspirational ladies. And they tell us which advent calendars are and aren't worth our money. And they make us say, is $330 a reasonable amount of money to spend on a serum? I don't know. Maybe if I'm Jennifer Lopez and I've got all the money in the world. It's really hard to say. That might be like too long for a post, but you get what I'm saying. Anyway, I really am going to go. This has been amazing. I love you very much. And we will both see you next time. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.